cancer, the radiation treatment taking away the sense of taste and also killing the saliva glands. It makes it really, really dry in the mouth. Like you're spitting chips all the time. Yeah, can't walk too far without wanting to take a drink. Even now, it's just dry. I mean, you just feel like you're in a desert or somewhere, you know? It's just really, really, because you've got no saliva coming in from the left-hand side because that's been taken away from by this operation.
A dry or coated mouth can result from radiation therapy or chemotherapy. Often, treatment causes a reduction in saliva or saliva can become thicker. This is a problem because saliva helps protect against tooth decay, so it's best to limit sugary and acidic food and drinks if you've got this issue. Dietitian Wayne Epton has some tips to help manage these conditions. Wayne, what are some of the ways patients can improve a dry or coated mouth?
You can use artificial saliva, and you're best off talking to your doctor or nurse or even going into your pharmacy to find what the best solution for you would be.
Okay, and what about gargling, those kinds of things?
Yeah, definitely. You can keep your mouth clean by using washes and gargles. You're best off speaking to your nurse or your doctor for the best information, but there's plenty of products out there available, and not one particular product will be best for one person.
Okay, and are there things that you recommend people doing? Say, like, maybe you can talk us through how you wash your mouth? I mean, it's not like you put a bar of soap in there. What do you do?
No, there's plenty of just like Biotene is a one that's used in the hospitals a lot. You just give it a squirt in your mouth, make sure you wash all the way around the mouth as if you normally brush your teeth, you know, and you use a gargle. Just get it all the way around and spit it out at the end.
Okay, so no sort of special tools or anything that you should use?
No, generally not.
Okay. Now, obviously not having saliva is not a great thing. What about if you want to try and stimulate it naturally? Are there ways of doing that?
Yeah, definitely. There's some foods that will stimulate saliva production, and they're generally quite sharp. So stuff like lemon, grapefruit, pineapple or rhubarb will help with this.
Okay. What about things that maybe you should avoid, or maybe other things that you should have more of?
Things to avoid are definitely stuff that's already dry, so dry biscuits, crackers, that stuff that's sharp also, because that's going to tear at your mouth if you've got any ulcers or any pain. It's definitely going to make it a lot worse. You can cut food into small pieces, therefore you don't have to chew it as often or chew it as much, and that makes it easy to get down also. Other things that you can do is suck on ice cubes. That will help numb the mouth or moisten the mouth and just make it a bit more easier to get down.
Okay, and I've read that sometimes ice cubes aren't necessarily good for people and you need to check with your dietitian or your doctor. Why would that be?
In some certain circumstances, you need to have boiled or specially filtered water. For example, if you're neutropenic and have a low white cell count, that could be an issue. Or it could be that if you take too much water, you could fill up on the fluid and therefore reduce your appetite.
So with quantities, you've got to be careful how much ice you suck or how much liquid you add or drink.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So are there any other tips that you'd like to give to people?
Yeah, if you use lip balm, if your lips are dry and cracked, that'll definitely help keep them nice and moist and stop the pain. Also, if your tongue is coated, it will obviously cause food to taste fairly horrible and will stop you from eating. So you can always speak with your nurse and doctor to try and see what the coating is and remove it. With some gargles or keep your mouth nice and clean.
And perhaps, I guess, one of the obvious things is, how do you know if you've got coated mouth?
I guess if your mouth is really dry, if it's discoloured, because some people get a white coating on their mouth, have a look in the mirror when you get up in the morning. Have a look, see if it's crusty, if there's any discoloration, or if you're really unsure, go and speak to your nurse.
And, I mean, is bad breath an indicator?
Definitely, definitely. If you're keeping your mouth clean and you're washing your teeth regularly like you would be, if your breath still is off, there might be something else wrong.